ever felt her, a whisper in the moonlight, a pull towards an ancient power that feels like remembering. For centuries, she has been calling Isis, the Egyptian magical queen, goddess of 10,000 names. She wasn't just worshipped, she was worked with. But how do you answer that call? You don't need another book. You don't need any more theories. You need a ritual. Introducing the Isis Ritual Boot Camp, a 4-week immersive journey for the modern woman to awaken her inner priestess. This is your path from seeking to embodying. In just 4 weeks, you will build your unshakable sanctuary, mastering the art of the ritual circle. Find the voice of power, learning the invocations to command spiritual forces. Wield the magic of Heka, crafting a healing amulet and a manifestation cord with your own hands, and claim your sovereignty. Step into your life as the embodied queen, wearing your spiritual authority like a crown. This is a hands-on, practical magic, the end of longing and the beginning of true power. I have created a sacred container for you to learn, practice, and rise within a supportive sisterhood. You will receive live teachings, downloadable guides, and a community of like-hearted women. The boot camp begins January the 4th, 2026. For a limited time, enroll as an early bird price for only $99. You heard me right, $99 early bird registration. Are you ready to remember who you are? Are you ready to stop reading about magic and start living it? Click the link in the description box below. Hurry, because space is limited and her throne awaits. This is going to be the final portion of the Book of the Dead that I'm going to put out to the public.
The speech of the priest Anmutef. I have come unto you, O ye great T'Cha-Cha chiefs, who dwell in heaven, and upon earth, and in Kert-Nater, and I have brought unto you the Osiris Ani. He hath not committed any act which is an abomination before all gods. Grant ye that he may live with you every day. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, adoreth Osiris, lord of Rastau, and the great company of gods who live in Kert-Nater. He saith, homage to thee, Kenti Amenti, Un Nefer, who dwellest in Abtu. I come to thee. My heart holdeth truth. There is no sin in my body. I have not told a lie willingly. I have not acted in a double manner. Grant thou to me cakes. Let me appear in the presence at the altar of the Lords of Truth. Let me go in and come forth from Kert-Nater at will. Let not my heart soul be driven away from me, and grant me a sight of the disk and the beholding of the moon forever and ever. The Speech of the Priest Samaref. I have come unto you, O ye T'Cha-Cha chiefs who dwell in Rastau, and I have brought unto you the Osiris Ani. Grant ye unto him cakes and water and air and a homestead in Sekhet Hetep, as to the followers of Horus. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, adoreth Osiris, the lord of everlastingness, and the T'Cha-Cha chiefs, the lords of Rastau. He saith, homage to thee, O king of Kert-Nater, thou governor of Akert. I have come unto thee. I know thy plans. I am equipped with the forms which thou takest in the Tuat. Give thou to me a place in Kert-Nater, near the lords of truth. May my homestead be lasting in Sekhet Hetep. May I receive cakes in thy presence. The Judges in Anu. Hail Thoth, who madest to be true the word of Osiris against his enemies. Make thou the word of the scribe Nebseni to be true against his enemies, even as thou didst make the word of Osiris to be true against his enemies, in the presence of the T'Chacha chiefs, who are with Ra and Osiris in Anu, on the night of the things of the night, and the night of battle, and of the fettering of the Sebau fiends, and the day of the destruction of the enemies of Neb-Ur-Chur. Now the great T'Chacha chiefs in Anu are Tem, Shu, Tefnut, Osiris, and Thoth. Now the fettering of the Sebau fiends signifieth the destruction of the Smayu fiends of Set, when he wrought iniquity a second time. Hail, Thoth, who didst make the word of Osiris to be true against his enemies, make thou the word of the Osiris Ani to be true against his enemies, with the great T'Chacha chiefs who are in Tetu, on the night of setting up the Tet in Tetu. Now the great T'Chacha chiefs who are in Tetu are Osiris, Isis, Nephthys, and Horus, the avenger of his father. Now the setting up of the Tet in Tetu signifieth the raising up of the shoulder of Horus, the governor of Sekhem. They are round about Osiris in the band and the bandages. Hail, Thoth, who didst make the word of Osiris to be true against his enemies, make thou the word of the Osiris Ani to be true against his enemies, with the great T'Chacha chiefs who are in Sekhem, on the night of the things of the night in Sekhem. Now the great T'Chacha chiefs who are in Sekhem are Heru Kenti En Ariti and Thoth, who is with the T'Chacha chiefs of Nertef. Now the night of the things of the night festival signifieth the dawn on the sarcophagus of Osiris. Hail, Thoth, who didst make the word of Osiris to be true against his enemies, make thou the word of the Osiris, the scribe Ani, to be true against his enemies, with the great T'Chacha chiefs who are in the double town, Pe-Tep, on the night of setting up the Senti of Horus and of establishing him in the inheritance of the possessions of his father Osiris. Now the great T'Chacha chiefs who are in Pe-Tep are Horus, Isis, Kesta, and Hapi. Now the setting up of the Senti of Horus hath reference to the words which Set spake to his followers, saying, Set up the Senti. Hail, Thoth, who didst make the word of Osiris to be true against his enemies, make thou the word of the Osiris, the scribe Ani, to be true, in peace, against his enemies, with the great T'Chacha chiefs who are in the lands of the Rekhti, in the night when Isis lay down and kept watch to make lamentation for her brother Osiris. Now the great T'Chacha chiefs who are in Tayu Rekhti are Isis, Horus, Kesta, Anpu, and Thoth. Hail, Thoth, who didst make the word of Osiris true against his enemies, make thou the word of Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth, in peace, to be true against his enemies, with the great T'Chacha chiefs who are in Abtu, on the night of the god Hakur, when the dead are separated and the spirits are judged, and when the procession taketh place in Teni. Now the great T'Chacha chiefs who are in Abtu are Osiris, Isis, and Up-Uat. Hail, Thoth, who didst make the word of Osiris to be true against his enemies, make thou the word of the Osiris, the scribe and assessor of the sacred offerings which are made to all the gods, Ani, to be true against his enemies, with the T'Chacha chiefs who examine the dead on the night of making the inspection of those who are to be annihilated. Now the great T'Chacha chiefs who are present at the examination of the dead are Thoth, Osiris, Anpu, Astes. Now the inspection or counting of those who are to be annihilated, signifieth the shutting up of things from the souls of the sons of revolt. Hail, Thoth, who didst make the word of Osiris true against his enemies, make thou the word of the Osiris, the scribe Ani, to be true against his enemies, with the great T'Cha-Cha chiefs, who are present at the digging up of the earth and mixing it with their blood, and of making the word of Osiris to be true against his enemies. As concerning the T'Cha-Cha chiefs who are present at the digging up of the earth in Tattoo, when the Smau fiends of Set came there, having transformed themselves into animals, these T'Cha-Cha chiefs slew them in the presence of the gods who were there, and they took their blood and carried it to them. These things were permitted at the examination of the wicked by those gods who dwelt in Tattoo. Hail, Thoth, who didst make the word of Osiris to be true against his enemies, make thou the word of the Osiris, the scribe, Ani, to be true against his enemies, with the great T'Cha-Cha chiefs who are in Nerutef on the night of the Hidden of Forms. Now the great T'Cha-Cha chiefs who are in Nerutef are Ra, Osiris, Shu, and Bebi. Now, the night of the Hidden Forms referreth to the placing on the sarcophagus of Osiris the arm, the heel, and the thigh of Osiris Un-Nefer. Hail, Thoth, who didst make the word of Osiris true against his enemies, make thou the word of the Osiris, whose word is truth, to be against his enemies, with the great T'Cha-Cha chiefs who are in Rastau, on the night when Anpu lay with his arms on the things by Osiris, and when the word of Horus was make to be true against his enemies. The great T'Cha-Cha chiefs who are in Rastau are Horus, Osiris, and Isis. The heart of Osiris is happy, the heart of Horus is glad, and the two halves of Egypt are well satisfied thereat. Hail, Thoth, who didst make the word of Osiris true against his enemies, make thou the word of the Osiris, the scribe Ani, the assessor of the holy offerings made to all the gods, to be true against his enemies, with the 10 great T'Cha-Cha chiefs who are with Ra, and with Osiris, and with every god, and with every goddess, in the presence of the god Neb-Er-Tchir. He hath destroyed his enemies, and he hath destroyed every evil thing which appertained to him. Rubric. If this chapter be recited for or over the deceased, he shall come forth by day, purified after death, according to the desire of his heart. Now if this chapter be recited over him, he shall progress over the earth, and he shall escape from every fire, and none of the evil things which appertain to him shall ever be round about him. Never, a million times over, shall this be. The chapter of opening the mouth of the Osiris Ani. To be said, the god Ptah shall open my mouth, and the god of my town shall unfasten the swathings which are over my mouth. Thereupon shall come Thoth, who is equipped with words of power in great abundance, and shall untie the fetters, even the fetters of the god Set, which are over my mouth. And the god Tem shall cast them back at those who would fetter me with them, and cast them at him. Then shall the god Shu open my mouth, and make an opening into my mouth with the same iron implement wherewith he opened the mouth of the gods. I am the goddess Sekhmet, and I take my seat upon the place by the side of Amt-Ur, the great wind of heaven. I am the great star goddess Sa'ah, who dwelleth among the souls of Anu. Now, as concerning every spell and every word which shall be spoken against me, every god of the divine company shall set himself in opposition thereto. The chapter of bringing words of power to the Osiris Ani, who saith, I am Tem Kepera, who produced himself on the thighs of his divine mother. Those who dwell in Nu have been made wolves, and those who are among the T'Chacha chiefs have become hyenas. Behold, I will gather together to myself this charm from the person with whom it is, and from the place wherein it is, and it shall come to me quicker than a greyhound, and swifter than light. Hail, thou who bringest the ferry boat of Ra, thou holdest thy course firmly and directly in the north wind as thou sailest up the river towards the island of fire, which is in Kurt Natur. Behold, thou shalt gather together to thee this charm from wheresoever it may be, and from whomsoever it may be with, and it shall come to me quicker than a greyhound, and swifter than light. It made the transformations of Mut, it fashioned the gods, or kept them silent. By it Mut gave the warmth of life to the gods. Behold, these words of power are mine, and they shall come unto me from wheresoever they may be, or with whomsoever they may be, quicker than greyhounds, and swifter than light, or, according to another reading, swifter than shadows. The chapter which maketh a man to remember his name in Kurt Natur. The deceased saith, Let my name be given to me in the great house, and let me remember my name in the house of fire. On the night wherein the years are counted up, and the number of the months is told, the deceased saith, Let my name be given to me in the great house, and let me remember my name in the house of fire. On the night wherein the years are counted up, and the number of the months is told, I am dwelling with the Divine One. I take my seat on the eastern side of the sky. If any god cometh after me, I shall be able to declare his name forthwith. The chapter of giving a heart to the Osiris Ani in Kurt Natur. He saith, Let my heart be with me in the house of hearts. Let my heart case be with me in the house of heart cases. Let my heart be with me, and let it rest in me, or I shall not eat the cakes of Osiris in the eastern side of the Lake of Flowers, nor have a boat wherein to float down the river, nor a boat to sail up the river to thee, nor be able to embark in a boat with thee. Let my mouth be to me, that I may speak therewith. Let my legs be to me, that I may walk therewith. Let my arms be to me, that I may overthrow the foe therewith. Let the two doors of the sky be opened to me. May Keb, the air-pot of the gods, open his jaws to me. May he open my two eyes, which are blinded by swathings. May he make me to lift up my legs in walking, which are tied together. May Anpu make my thighs to become vigorous. May the goddess Sekhmet raise me and lift me up. Let me ascend into heaven. Let that which I command be performed in Het Ka Ptah. I know how to use my heart. I am master of my heart case. I am master of my hands and arms. I am master of my legs. I have the power to do that which my Ka desireth to do. My heart soul shall not be kept a prisoner in my body at the gates of Amentet, when I would go in peace and come forth in peace. The chapter of not letting the heart of the Osiris, the assessor of the divine offerings of all the gods, Ani, whose word is truth before Osiris, be driven back from him in Kurt Natur. He saith, My heart of my mother, my heart of my mother, my heart case of my transformations. Let not anyone stand up to bear testimony against me. Let no one drive me away from the T'Chacha chiefs. Let no one make thee to fall away from me in the presence of the keeper of the balance. Thou art my Ka, the dweller in my body, the god Kinemu, who makest sound my members. Mayest thou appear in the place of happiness whither we go. Let not make my name to stink, Sahanid chiefs, who make men to be stable. Let it be satisfactory unto us, and let the listening be satisfactory unto us, and let there be joy of heart to us at the weighing of words. Let not lies be told against me before the great God, the Lord of Amentet. Verily, how great shalt thou be when thou risest up in triumph. Rubric 1. These words are to be said over a scarab of green stone, encircled with a band of refined copper, and having a ring of silver, which shall be placed on the neck of the Kuhu, the deceased. Rubric 2. If this chapter be known by the deceased, he shall be declared a speaker of the truth, both upon earth and in Kurt Natur, and he shall be able to perform every act which a living human being can perform. Now it is a great protection which hath been given by the God. This chapter was found in the city of Kemenu, upon the slab of Ba, which was inlaid with letters of genuine lapis lazuli, and was under the feet of the statue of the God, during the reign of His Majesty, the King of the South and North, Men-Kau-Ra, true of word, by Prince Heru-Tataf, who found it during a journey which he made to inspect the temples. One Neket was with him, who was diligent in making him to understand it, and he brought it to the king as a wonderful object, when he perceived that it was a thing of great mystery, the like of which had never before been seen or looked upon. This chapter shall be recited by a man who is ceremonially clean and pure, who hath not eaten the flesh of animals or fish, and who hath not had intercourse with women. And behold, thou shalt make a scarab of green stone, with a rim plated with gold, which shall be placed above the heart of a man, and it shall perform for him the opening of the mouth. And thou shalt anoint it with myrrh unguent, and thou shalt recite over it the following words of magical power. Here follows the text of the chapter of not letting the heart of Ani be taken from him. The chapter of not letting the heart soul of a man be snatched away from him in Kurt Natur. The Osiris, the scribe Ani, saith, I, even I, am he who cometh forth from the celestial water. He produced abundance for me, and hath the mastery there in the form of the river. The chapter of drinking water in Kurt Natur. The Amkent priest, Nefer Ubenef, whose word is truth, saith, I, even I, am he who cometh forth from the god Keb. The water flood is given to him. He hath become the master thereof in the form of Hapi. I, the Amkent Nefer Ubenef, open the doors of heaven. Thoth hath opened to me the doors of Kib. Lo, Hapi, Hapi, the two sons of the sky, mighty in splendor, grant ye that I may be master over the water, even as Set had dominion over his evil power on the day of the storming of the two lands. I pass by the great ones, arm to shoulder, even as they pass that great god, the spirit who is equipped, whose name is unknown. I have passed by the aged one of the shoulder. I am Nefer Ubenef, whose word is truth, hath opened to me the celestial water, Osiris, hath opened to me the celestial water, Thoth Hapi. The Lord of the Horizon, in his name of Thoth, cleaver of the earth. I am master of the water, as Set is master of his weapon. I sail over the sky. I am Ra. I am Ru. I am Sma. I have eaten the thigh. I have seized the bone and flesh. I go round about the lake of Sekhet Ar. Hath been given to me eternity without limit. Behold, I am the heir of eternity, to whom hath been given everlastingness. the chapter of drinking water and of not being burned up by fire in Kirt Nitur. Nu saith, Hail, Bull of Amentet, I am brought unto thee. I am the paddle of Ra wherewith he transported the aged gods. Let me neither be burnt up nor destroyed by fire. I am Beb, the firstborn son of Osiris, to whom every god maketh an offering in the temple of his eye in Anu. I am the divine heir, the mighty one, the great one, the resting one. I have made my name to flourish. Deliverer, thou livest in me every day. The chapter of not being boiled in fire. Nu saith, I am the paddle which is equipped, wherewith Ra transported the aged gods, which raised up the emissions of Osiris from the lake of blazing fire, and he was not burned. I sit down like the light god, and like Kenemu, the governor of lions. Come, cut away the fetters from him that passeth by the side of this path, and let me come forth therefrom. The chapter of giving air in Kirt Nitur. The Osiris Ani saith, I am the egg which dwelt in the great Kakler. I keep ward over that great place which Keb hath proclaimed upon earth. I live, it liveth. I grow up, I live, I snuff the air. I am Utcha Aab. I go round about his egg to protect it. I have thwarted the moment of Set. Hail, sweet one of the two lands. Hail, dweller in the Chefa food. Hail, dweller in the lapis lazuli. Watch ye over him that is in his cradle, the babe, when he cometh forth to you. The chapter of giving air to Nu in Kirt Nitur. He saith, Hail, thou god Temu, grant thou unto me the sweet breath which dwelleth in thy nostrils. I am the egg which is in Kinkenur, and I watch the guard that mighty thing which hath come into being, wherewith the god Keb hath opened the earth. I live, it liveth, I grow, I live, I snuff the air. I am the god Utcha'a Abet, and I go about his egg. I shine at the moment of the mighty of strength, Suti. Hail, thou who makest sweet the time of the two lands. Hail, dweller among the celestial food. Hail, dweller among the beings of blue lapis lazuli. Watch ye to protect him that is in his nest, the child who cometh forth to you. The chapter of giving air in Kirt Nitur. Nu saith, I am the jackal of jackals. I am Shu. I draw air from the presence of the light god, from the uttermost limits of heaven, from the uttermost limits of earth, from the uttermost limits of the pinion of Nebe bird. May air be given unto this young divine babe. My mouth is open. I see with my eyes. The chapter of snuffing the air with water in Kirt Nitur. Hail, Tem, grant thou unto me the sweet breath which dwelleth in thy nostrils. I am he who embraceth that great throne which is in the city of Unu. I keep watch over the egg of Kinkenur. I grow and flourish as it groweth and flourisheth. I live as it liveth. I snuff the air as it snuffeth the air. The chapter of not letting the heart of a man be snatched away from him in Kirt Nitur. The Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, saith, Get thee back, O messenger of every god. Art thou come to snatch away my heart case which liveth? My heart case which liveth shall not be given unto thee. As I advance, the gods hearken unto my propitiation prayer, and they fall down on their faces whilst they are on their own land. The chapter of not allowing the heart to be carried away dead in Kirt Nitur. Nu, whose word is truth, saith, My heart is with me, and it shall never come to pass that it be carried away. I am the Lord of hearts, the slayer of the heart case. I live in truth. I have my being therein. I am Horus, the dweller in hearts. I am in the dweller in the body. I have life by my word. My heart hath being. My heart case shall not be snatched away from me. It shall not be wounded. It shall not be put in restraint if wounds are inflicted upon me. If one take possession of it, I shall have my being in the body of my father Keb, and in the body of my mother Nut. I have not done that which is held in abomination by the gods. I shall not suffer defeat, for my word is truth. The chapter of not letting the heart case of a man be taken away from him in Kert Nater. The Osiris Ani saith, Hail, ye who steal and crush heart cases, and who make the heart of a man to go through its transformations according to his deeds, let not what he hath done harm him before you. Homage to you, O ye lords of eternity, ye masters of everlastingness. Take ye not this heart of Osiris Ani into your fingers, and this heart case, and cause ye not things of evil to spring up against it, because this heart belongeth to the Osiris Ani, and this heart case belongeth to him of the great names, Thoth, the Mighty One, whose words are his members. He sendeth his heart to rule his body, and his heart is renewed before the gods. The heart of the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth, is to him. He hath gained the mastery over it. He hath not said what he hath done. He hath obtained power over his own members. His heart obeyeth him. He is the Lord thereof. It is in his body, and it shall never fall away therefrom. I command thee to be obedient unto me in Kert Nater. I, the Osiris Ani, whose word is truth in peace, whose word is truth in the beautiful Amentet, by the domain of eternity. The chapter of not letting the heart of Nu, whose word is truth, be carried away from him in Kert Nater. He saith, Hail, thou lying god! I am Umb. That which is held in abomination to me is the block of slaughter of the god. Let not this my heart case be carried away from me by the fighting gods in Anu. Hail, thou who dost wind bandages around Osiris, and who hast seen Set. Hail, thou who returnest after smiting and destroying him before the mighty ones. This my heart weepeth over itself before Osiris. It hath made supplication for me. I have given unto him, and I have dedicated unto him the thoughts of the heart. In the house of the god, Usekhur have brought unto him sand at the entry to Kemenu. Let not this, my heart case, be carried away from me. I make you to ascend his throne, to fetter heart cases for him in Sekhet Hetep, to live years of strength away from things of all kinds which are abominations to him, to carry off food from among the things which are thine and which are in thy grasp through thy strength. And this, my heart case, is devoted to the decrees of the god Tem, who guideth me through the caverns of Suti. But let not this my heart, which hath performed its desire before the Titacha chiefs, who are in Kert Nater, be given to him. When they find the leg and the swathings, they bury them. The chapter of not letting the heart of Nu, whose word is truth, be driven away from him in Kert Nater. He saith, My heart of my mother, my heart of my mother, my heart case of my existence upon the earth, let no one stand up against me when I bear testimony in the presence of the lords of things. Let it not be said against me, and of that which I have done, he hath committed acts which are opposed to what is right and true. And let not charges be brought up against me in the presence of the great god, the lord of Amentet. Homage to thee, O my heart. Homage to thee, O my heart case. Homage to you, O my reins. Homage to you, O ye gods who are masters of your beards, and who are holy by reason of your scepters. Speak ye for me, words of good import to Ra, and make ye me to have favor in the sight of Neheb-Ka'u. The chapter of breathing the air and of having power over water in Kert-Netur. The Osiris-Ani saith, Open to me. Who art thou? Whither goest thou? What is thy name? I am one of you. Who are these with you? The two Merti goddesses, Isis and Nephthys. Thou separatest head from head. When he entereth the divine Meskin chamber, he causeth me to set out for the temple of the gods Khem-Heru. Assembler of souls is the name of my ferry boat. Those who make the hair to bristle is the name of the oars. Cert is the name of the hold. Steering straight in the middle is the name of the rudder. Likewise, the boat is a type of my being borne onward in the lake. Let there be given unto me vessels of milk and cakes and loaves of bread and cups of drink and flesh in the temple of Anpu. Rubric: If the deceased knoweth this chapter, he shall go into, after coming forth from Kert-Netur, of the beautiful Amentet. The chapter of snuffing the air and of having power over the water in Kert-Netur. The Osiris-Ani saith, Hail, thou sycamore tree of the goddess Nut, give me of the water and of the air which is in thee. I embrace that throne which is in Unu, and I keep guard over the egg of Nekek-Ur. It flourisheth, and I flourish. It liveth, and I live. It snuffeth the air, and I snuff the air. I, the Osiris-Ani, whose word is truth, in peace. The chapter of not dying a second time in Kert-Netur. The Osiris-Ani saith, My hiding place is opened. My hiding place is opened. The spirits fall headlong into the darkness, but the eye of Horus hath made me holy, and Upuati hath nursed me. I will hide myself among ye, O ye stars which are imperishable. My brow is like the brow of Ra. My face is open. My heart case is upon its throne. I know how to utter words. In very truth, I am Ra himself. I am not a man of no account. I am not a man to whom violence can be done. Thy father liveth for thee, O son of Nut. I am thy son. O great one, I have seen the hidden things which are thine. I am crowned upon my throne like the king of the gods. I shall not die a second time in Kert-Netur. The chapter of not rotting in Kert-Netur. The Osiris-Ani saith, O thou who art motionless, O thou who art motionless, O thou whose members are motionless, like unto those of Osiris, thy members shall not be motionless, they shall not rot, they shall not crumble away, they shall not fall into decay. My members shall be made permanent for me, as if I were Osiris. Rubric: If this chapter be known by the deceased, he shall never see corruption in Kert-Netur. The chapter of not letting the body perish. The Osiris Nu saith, Homage to thee, O my divine father Osiris. I come to embalm thee. Do thou embalm these my members, for I would not perish and come to an end, but would be even like unto my divine father Kepara, the divine type of him that never saw corruption. Come then, strengthen my breath, O Lord of the winds, who dost magnify these divine beings who are like unto thyself. Stablish me, and fashion me strongly, O Lord of the funeral chest. Grant thou that I may enter into the land of everlastingness, according to that which was done for thee, along with thy father Tem, whose body never saw corruption, and who himself never saw corruption. I have never done that which thou hatest. Nay, I have acclaimed thee among those who love thy Ka. Let not my body become worms, but deliver thou me as thou didst deliver thyself. I pray thee, let me not fall into rottenness, as thou lettest every god and every goddess and every animal and every reptile see corruption, when the soul hath gone out of them, after their death. And when the soul hath departed, a man seeth corruption, and the bones of his body crumble away and become stinking things, and the members decay one after the other. The bones crumble into a helpless mass, and the flesh turneth into fetid liquid. Thus man becometh a brother unto the decay which cometh upon him, and he turneth into a myriad of worms, and he becometh nothing but worms, and an end is made of him, and perisheth in the sight of the God of day. Even as do every god, and every goddess, and every bird, and every fish, and every creeping worm, and every reptile, and every beast, and every thing whatsoever. Let all the spirits fall on their bellies when they recognize me, and behold, the fear of me shall terrify them. And thus also let it be with every being that hath died, whether it be animal, or bird, or fish, or worm, or reptile. Let life rise out of death. Let not the decay caused by any reptile make an end of me, and let not enemies come against me in their various forms. Give thou me not over to the slaughterer in this execution chamber, who killeth the members and maketh them rot, being himself invisible, and who destroyeth the bodies of the dead and liveth by carnage. Let me live and perform his order. I will do what is commanded by him. Give me not over to his fingers. Let him not overcome me, for I am under thy command, O Lord of the gods. Homage to thee, O my divine father Osiris. Thou livest with thy members. Thou didst not decay. Thou didst not become worms. Thou didst not wither. Thou didst not rot. Thou didst not putrefy. Thou didst not turn into worms. I am the god, Kepera, and my members shall have being everlastingly. I shall not decay, I shall not rot, I shall not putrefy, I shall not turn into worms, and I shall not see corruption before the eye of the god Shu. I shall have my being, I shall have my being. I shall live, I shall live. I shall flourish, I shall flourish, I shall flourish. I shall wake up in peace, I shall not putrefy. My intestines shall not perish, I shall not suffer injury. My eye shall not decay, the form of my face shall not disappear. My ear shall not become deaf, my head shall not be separated from my neck. My tongue shall not be removed. My hair shall not be cut off, my eyebrows shall not be shaved away, and no evil defect shall assail me. My body shall be established, and it shall neither become a ruin nor be destroyed on this earth. The chapter of not perishing and of being alive in Kert-Nitur. The Osiris Ani saith, Hail ye, children of the god Shu. The Tuat hath gained the mastery over his diadem. Among the Hammamet spirits may I arise, even as did arise Osiris. The chapter of not going in to the block of the god. The Osiris Ani saith, My head was fastened on my body in heaven, O guardian of the earth, by Ra. This was granted to me on the day of my being established, when I rose up out of a state of weakness upon my 2 feet. On the day of cutting off the hair, Set and the company of the gods fastened my head to my neck, and it became as firm as it was originally. Let nothing happen to shake it off again. Make ye me safe from the murderer of my father. I have tied together the 2 earths, Newt hath fastened together the vertebrae of my neck, and I behold them as they were originally, and they are seen in the order wherein they were when as yet Ma'at was not seen, and when the gods were not born in visible forms. I am Panti. I am the heir of the great gods. I, the Osiris, the scribe Ani, whose word is truth.
Although this is not the end of the book, I am willing to give you the link to the entire audio if you would like to listen to it in its entirety. Those of you who have made it this far through these four sections, you are wonderfully blessed for sitting under this ancient teaching to be able to hear the names of the different gods and beings within the other realms and dimensions, because many of you will probably never have heard their names uttered within this lifetime. And I'd like to say a prayer for everyone who has taken the time to tune in and listen to these four sections. I'm sure many people have already stopped listening, especially those who have those wayward spirits. But those of you who have sat and listened, I definitely want to put a prayer up to Osiris on your behalf. Osiris, Lord of the Silent, Master of Eternity, Great God who rests in the sacred Imentet, we who have heard the whispers of the ancient rites, we who have listened to the words of power and truth, we come before your majesty with humble ears. You who were scattered and made whole, you who know the path through the darkest night, grant that the sacred words we have heard may take root in our hearts as grain in the black soil. As you rose in glory, justified and triumphant, may we too be justified in the divine tribunal. May our hearts weighed against the feather of Ma'at be found light with truth, free from the weight of deceit. Let the fears that bind us be as the chains of Set shattered. Let the ignorance that blinds us be washed away by the waters of Nun. For we have heard the names of the guardians. We have learned the paths of the shining bark. O blessed Osiris, first of the Westerners, extend your crook and flail in mercy over all who have sought this knowledge. Draw us near with the crook of your favor. Protect us with the flail of your sovereign power. Grant us a peaceful sojourn in this world and a glorious transfiguration in the next. May we behold the face of the sun god at dawn. May we know the embrace of the field of reeds. And may we too become an Osiris, justified and alive forever. In peace we say, Aset embrace you, Nephthet guard you. May the 42 who judge with you find us pure. So it is sacred, so it is blessed.
Radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
The Golden Race. Conscious radio for the conscious community.